Are we alone in the universe? Do ghosts and spirits walk among us? At some point in history, have your favorite celebrities been replaced by lizards? There are some things that mankind are just not meant to know. Until now, welcome to This Paranormal Life, a podcast hosted by me, Rory Powers, and my paranormal pal, Kit Greer. How you doing, Kit?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to be spooked the hell out of
Rory. Ready to be spooked?
We have almost decades of experience between the two of us.
I was wondering. Is paranormal investigation like, is that something you can just say? Or do you have to have like actual qualifications?
No, you don't need qualifications.
No?
You got to go out in the field. Because no professor has seen a Sasquatch, okay?
You know,
that's the problem.
Your books aren't much help when you're face to face with the demon. I've been telling my pupils that for years.
You think the chupacabra cares about your degree, bro?
About your UCAS points? He doesn't. The one thing that I do also want to stress is that I'm going into all of these podcasts with an open mind.
I have no
prejudice at all.
No.
So this story I'm telling, however far-fetched it may seem, there is a chance that it could actually be true.
And we hope you as listeners will enter this experience with an open mind.
Yeah.
And
open heart, open wallet, wallet, heart, heart, mind, wallet.
PayPal, Bitcoin, all accepted in support of this podcast.
So in the spirit of openness and adventureness, Kit, how much do you know about the legendary Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, aka Sasquatch.
Aka Sasquatch, aka Wildebeest, aka, I'm sure he's got like tons of names.
I think Wildebeest is an animal, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah.
They're real? Sasquatch is real? Holy
shit. So you're saying?
Stop the podcast.
We've solved it.
What if I told you I had a testimony from a man who came face to face with the creature itself?
Face to face? Like,
face to face.
Like, how close?
Like, apparently he punched it. He punched Bigfoot.
Okay. So pretty damn close.
Okay, that's basically
as close
as it gets.
Assuming his arms aren't 6-7 foot long, pretty close.
All right, well, I'm going to paint a picture for you now. Okay.
Please.
I got my storyteller face on. It's 3 a.m. in the morning in Cleveland County in the United States. Tim Peeler is watching the Gospel Channel. Which in itself is weird because like 3 a.m. That seems like a weird time to watch the Gospel Channel.
He was on like a night out, like it didn't go too well. He was, you know, he was feeling repentant. Came home.
What am I doing with my life? I just don't know. Basically, so it's 3 a.m. He's watching the Gospel Channel. You know, Tim Peeler, I'm trying to think of the most positive way to describe his characteristics. So I'm going to say he's a bit of a mountain man. He's an all-American, log-cutting,
a no-nonsense kind of guy.
No-nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't like those city folk.
Yeah, he's no college-educated.
Cool, blue-collar.
Yeah.
100%. Sasquatch-seeing man. Regular gospel-watching.
2020 vision or thereabouts. Yeah.
So basically, he's hanging out in his cabin in the woods, and he hears noises out there. He hears what he thinks to be coyotes. Now, Tim is—he's a pro hunter. He knows his stuff. So he actually has—I think it's like these devices that you like blow into, and they make animal noises.
Yes, of course.
Either make bird sounds and make them come to you, or coyote sounds and make them scared away, or whatever it is.
You don't want that reverse. The coyotes coming to you. No, wrong whistle.
Basically, he runs outside with his collar. He sees like a shadowy figure over there, and his dogs are barking. Now, he has two female dogs, which he specifically mentions a number of times, are in heat. I don't know whether he thinks that's part of why the creature is appearing, but he's got two dogs. They're in heat. They're barking like crazy because there's this huge, big, you know, horrible. He says it's about 10 foot, but he can just see it's off like towards the path in the woods.
Foot. Are you kidding me?
Okay. I'm like 5'10". Yeah. So, why did I say that? I could have lied. I had a golden opportunity to say I was 6 foot and I just missed it.
I'm actually 8 foot myself, so I mean, Bigfoot isn't shit to me. How about that?
Little foot. Am I right? So he sees this creature and, you know, he's freaking out because he thinks it's like a monster. So he starts yelling at it. He's going, this is his words. This is not me doing an insulting impression of him.
Quote.
He goes, "Get! Go on, get!" those are the actual quotes.
That is the words of a mountain man for sure.
So he manages to, he's also got a large stick, he pointed out. So he's got a large stick. He managed to kind of shake it around, yell at the creature, and it goes back into the woods.
Wow.
So that's kind of like the end of the first episode.
That was, okay, his first encounter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the first episode of the night.
Of the night?
Of the night,
dude. Oh my god. This is 3 a.m. already. It's practically, it is morning. Anyway, continue.
He goes back in. I assume he's come back on the gospel channel going like, Jesus, what in the Lord did I just see? He's losing his mind. He's spending some time back in there. All of a sudden, dogs are going crazy again.
Whoa.
They're going absolutely wild. So he comes back out and he realizes now the creature is like right beside the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the dogs has managed to get its chain wrapped around Whoa. The thing's leg. Like, good I think dogs. It was a total, no, I think it was an accident. Oh. I don't think, they're not like working as a team to try and trap.
Train from a young age to trap Sasquatch.
The dog turns up and's like, hit him now.
Go on, get.
But it's the same thing. So I actually have the description because at this point, okay. the creature is much closer. Uh-huh. He's been accidentally trapped mm-hmm. by the dogs mm-hmm. who are in heat. I would like yes, to point out.
Of course.
He says the creature is 10 foot tall, covered in thin, white, yellowish hair.
Right.
And he has a silver gray beard that led to below the waist. He said wow. it grew to his parts, and he could see that he was a male. It's like, I knew he was a male as well. Oh,
yeah, he's like really subconsciously driving this point home. He's a male. Female dogs, need I say more?
That's because it's like, it's Sasquatch, right? You know that dude is hanging. He's got...
He is swinging stacked. Dong. For sure.
He's the king of the forest, basically. Yeah. You know he's going to have a large penis.
A hog.
Yeah. I think what he's worried about is if, God forbid, mm-hmm. he were to get to the dogs who mm-hmm. were in heat. Again, I will stress that.
Absolutely.
He would destroy them.
Yeah. Or he might end up with some... dog Sasquatch hybrid.
Yeah, which maybe that's what wildebeests are.
Maybe that is.
Who knows? I'm not a scientist. I'm just a professional paranormal investigator. Yes. This is the part that really creeps me out, okay? Because yes. he got trapped. It's this horrible monster. You can't scare him off this time because he's trapped in his chain. Tim says the Bigfoot literally just leaned down and untangled himself from the freaking dog wow. chains. Like he's sentient, like he's a human being.
Like
monster.
He knows what's up. Yeah, like, cause like a chimp, like, couldn't do that. A chimp would just start like, you know, running around, exactly, slapping the dogs. Yeah. So this guy, he's calm. He's a professional.
That's what's really scary, is that he's so relaxed about the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, this isn't the first in heat female dog lead he's been tangled in.
He says he was too humanoid and precious to kill.
And precious?
Precious. Okay. Literally his words, precious to kill.
Wow.
I think he looked so much like a human that it was more on like the human side. That did he just see a human? Did a human get caught
it
in his
really sounds
chains?
Like that. It's also weird that he said too humanoid to kill because humans don't kill things yeah. all of the time, every single day. If a human got tangled, yeah. he would kick the dog in the head.
So this time, basically, now that the beast has unchained itself from the dogs, he does the same thing. He walks right up to it and he goes, you know, go on, get. Mm. He's got his stick and he says he walked right up to him and he hit him. He hit Bigfoot.
Wow. What happened next?
In fear, the creature scuttled away.
Scuttled
away into the woods.
I don't think anything 10 foot tall scuttles. Am I right in saying that?
You can be Bigfoot, man.
Yeah, well,
you don't
true.
Know that. We haven't seen him.
He just got tapped with a stick and he ran off.
Yeah. Sounds like a big pussy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with this yeah. Bigfoot guy.
He's supposed to be the king of the jungle?
That's what they say.
Bigfoot, king of the jungle.
Yeah.
It is interesting to know, if he does have a penis, let alone a ginormous penis,
mm-hmm. Are you
that
really,
would mean...
You're really honing in on this. Good,
he can... He's it's like reproductive.
That's true.
Because people say if Sasquatch or Bigfoot was real, it wouldn't just be one. Like there would be,
yeah,
it's like
a little community,
like a little community,
a little
or there's some they're dotted around the place. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. Maybe there are more than just one. Maybe Tim Peeler, this magical mountain man, just came in contact with one individual.
Because presumably you've come across this in your decades of research.
Bigfoot? No, no,
never.
Trust me, I've been looking hard.
I'm literally reading off Wikipedia. Yeah. But they sometimes talk about Bigfoot as the missing link between
right, right. Like
apes
he's like a Neanderthal
humans.
Kind of.
Yeah. That seems, it seems kind of funny, the idea of we go from like a, you know, like a 3 foot tall monkey. And I don't know nothing about evolution neither. Just before we get started. That we go from, you know, monkeys and little, you know, pre hominid creatures to a 10 foot beast.
I know.
With a beard to your
Well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it was a split. Maybe we got to like 4 feet. And half the humans were like, you know what? I think technology is the future. I want an iPhone right now. And they like branched off into us, little weaklings.
Little hot pocket eating.
Hot pocket eating. Sons of bitches. Spotty World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Little dork goblins.
Podcast making losers.
Yeah, basically. And then the other half were like, no, I want a massive penis. I want a big beard. I want to be 10 foot tall.
I want to have the biggest dick in the jungle. How about that?
I want to find some dogs. Can we just get some dogs in here, please? Perfectly on heat. I think maybe if I truly believed that Bigfoot exists, I think that would be the logical explanation.
Yes.
A split in human evolution.
Yes. It's absolutely possible. Somewhere in, where was this gentleman from?
Cleveland County, the United States.
It's possible. There's some Neanderthal looking, you know, giant interbred species thing is just running around the forest somewhere. It just never got to him. He never got an iPhone. He never got a...
It's like those soldiers you hear that are like still in the forest. You know, the war's ended.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, I got to stay hidden. They won't accept me. They won't accept me. Kind so I got to hide and try and like just bag dogs. Situation.
Yeah. We went different ways with it.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah. Your thing, whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
So basically, back to Tim. Second experience is over. He's managed to scare the beast off into the forest.
Mm-hmm.
So what does any logical man do after
gospel
they've
channel.
Seen...
Gospel
back
channel.
To gospel channel.
Pet the dogs, out, make sure they're okay.
He actually does something really responsible.
Yes.
He phones the police.
Fair.
That's good, right? That's a good move on Tim's behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where my source's credibility could be wavered. I have the audio recording of the police phone call.
The dogs are in heat.
I have not listened to it yet.
Exciting.
So I've painted a picture of Tim in my head of being, you know, a brave, courageous man. I'm a little bit nervous that impression and that expectation might, you know, fall short.
I'm sure it won't. He seems like a really credible guy. He really says he got it together. Like he knew exactly what to do at every step.
Yeah, exactly. So, The dude confident. Punched Bigfoot. That's
who else can
straight
say
up
that?
Baller.
I've
has
never
Dwayne
punched
the
a
Rock
human.
Johnson.
I've never punched a human, let alone a Bigfoot.
That's a fair point. I don't think I've punched a human.
Yeah,
I've punched.
Punched ghosts.
I punched
aliens.
Ghosts. I punched that horse once because he was looking at me weird.
I was a kid. It was horse riding and horse riding lessons. Horse talked back to me. Punched that sucker right in the head.
Kid got up. Punched the kid. What do you think? Should we take... Do you want to, like, preserve our visions of Tim the way he is, or should we listen to the
I think
the
we go
call?
Deep. We got to find out the truth.
We got to find out the truth.
We're dedicated to the truth.
We owe ourselves that. We owe the people that as paranormal
Absolutely.
Investigators, professional paranormal investigators. All right, so I have the phone call here. This is from Tim Peeler, a.k.a. Mr. Bigfoot. This is his actual recorded 911 call the night that he saw
Incredible.
Bigfoot. Now, again, don't know what he sounds like. Don't know what the man is like. Don't know at what state of intoxication he was at when he saw the creature. We're going to listen to the file right now. We're going to react, and let's see what we have in store.
Cleveland County 911.
Yeah. I got I don't know if I should have called this here or not, but...
What's going on?
Well, I've got 5 dogs hanging in barrels in my backyard.
Oh, no.
He come down within camera, bro. If I'd have a camera, I'd take a picture of him.
Take a picture.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't upright like a man.
Okay, and you're at 109 Vanada Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll get an officer right out there and see if they can locate anything, okay?
Well, I just wanted to report it. It don't matter if you send anybody up here or not. It's over with now.
Because you punched
it. Shoot.
Okay.
The thing. I did not shoot him.
Okay.
You can't blame it on me. I did not.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll just get an officer right through there and make sure everything's okay, all right?
All right. Do we want to revisit our beliefs in Tim Peeler?
Okay.
I feel like Mr. Peeler's had a little bit to drink, maybe.
Maybe a little too much moonshine. Something along those lines. Too much forest water.
He seemed like genuinely quite polite. He wasn't overly traumatized by the situation.
No.
As calm as the beast itself.
Maybe that guy was like an incredible linguist and orator until the Bigfoot sighting. Maybe that's what Bigfoot does to you. Whenever you see him, you're just into a, you're intoxicated by his presence, a drunken stupor.
I did see one of the top comments on, because that's a video on YouTube, which you can go listen to yourself, and I highly recommend it. One of the top comments is, this guy sounds really drunk, but hell, if I saw Bigfoot, I'd be drinking too. Yeah, all right, fair play.
So fair.
Like, if I saw a 10-foot dude like trapped in my dog's chains, I would be necking moonshine. I did forget to mention, as we pointed out earlier, that from Mr. Tim Peeler's description, he also does have six fingers on each hand. Creature has six fingers. So a thumb and then just six fingers.
So I'm going to run some maths by you, Rory.
Okay.
Let's just say that this guy's had a little bit to drink.
Right.
He's not seeing things as they normally are.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Let's just think for a second if this thing maybe had five fingers, like,
right,
you know, like humans and every other kind of, you know, close to human species. So he's exaggerating here, you know, to be fair to the guys, you know, he's reporting what he saw, but he didn't see it right. He's, you know, exaggerating here by about 20%.
So you think
maybe the height but is also exaggerated a little bit?
So every aspect of this is exaggerated
by a certain amount.
20%.
Yeah.
It's right. So he actually had five fingers on each hand.
Maybe.
Was a man.
And he hit a man with a stick.
Yeah. He just beat a man in the stick. Then phoned the police and said, I didn't shoot him.
I just want to make sure in case Bigfoot turns up to the police station with a big bruise in his head.
I love as well, like, the idea of then that woman in the police station just being like, is anyone free? We got a call up at in the mountains. Is it Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tim. You seen it again? Yep. If anyone can go out there and take a look, apparently he beat this monster over the head up by his cabin. Also, while you're up there, we've got a missing persons report for someone. Yeah. Blunt trauma force. Like, we don't know what's going on. Just ask Tim if he saw anything. Yeah, we'll do. I think that's actually really good. A really good hypothesis. I'm just wondering. I'm gonna back you up on that one.
I'm just wondering.
Because it's like when you see double when you're drinking.
I mean, I think judging by that man's voice, he might have drunk so much. Let's be honest, he might have been looking in a mirror. He might have smacked a mirror with a stick. How tall is Tim? We don't know.
Does he even have dogs? I think this man needs immediate psychiatric examination. I could do it. I am also a professional psychiatrist, along with the paranormal investigator.
Yeah, Rory Pars, I've lived MD,
many lives.
What year was this, by the way?
I don't know.
I do not know.
I searched. I think it was generally, it must have been in like either 1990s, late 80s.
Okay, so quite
recent. I think it's quite recent, okay. Yeah. It's not a really old thing.
Yeah.
Despite the quality of that phone call recording.
Yeah.
I did look into it a little bit because obviously Bigfoot is quite a famous paranormal creature and there's lots of instances of it. So I was searching. I was like, is there any more proof, like more trustworthy and credible than this? There's not. There's absolutely not.
That's as good as it gets.
I came across one in August 2012. A man in Montana was killed by a car while perpetrating a Bigfoot hoax using a ghillie suit.
Wow.
He just jumped out in front of a car pretending to be Bigfoot and they just killed him.
Oh, God.
Because I think it was set up so like his friend was going to film Bigfoot.
Oh my gosh.
And the car just killed him. As it would.
If you jump in front of a car.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm sorry, Rory, but I think you'll find the Patterson footage.
Have you seen the Patterson footage? No.
Okay, I think we should just take a little.
Is there a big man?
There is
Bigfoot.
You might have already, the Patterson footage is so famous. You might have already seen.
Is it the one where he's like looking a little bit to the?
Looks back.
Is it not just a gorilla, like a man in a gorilla suit?
I don't know. I think it's Bigfoot. do you want to see it? Do you want to see it?
Yeah, let's see. I'll read this freaking hilarious little section. I'd love it if you were just like, I don't know if I can still find it. Are you going into your bookmarks? It's like, no. What is this? Bigfoot, UFOs, Roswell, yeah. Lizard men. Ah. So this is actual footage.
So this is footage of the Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot. Who took this?
Probably a man called Patterson.
That's obviously not the audio. Someone has added creepiest audio really you could find.
The audio, as if the Bigfoot is a ghost.
That could just be a man in a gorilla suit, though.
But it also could be a Sasquatch.
A Sasquatch.
A legitimate
looking
Sasquatch.
For dogs.
I love the way the camera is shaking uncontrollably at what he just saw. Oh my god!
That's pretty good. But I was looking for hard evidence, DNA, fur samples, capturing one. For example, that's very hard evidence.
Yes, that has not been done. That's true.
So I went down that trail to see if it had been done before. Yes. After what the Huffington Post described as a 5-year study of purported Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch DNA samples. I know, right? It feels like we're
that's
there.
Science.
Texas veterinarian Melba Ketchum, which that's a Pokemon trainer, honestly, and her team announced that they had found proof that the Sasquatch is a human relative that arose approximately 15,000 years ago as a hybrid cross of modern Homo sapiens, as we said, with an unknown primate species.
Wow.
So that's kind of like what we were going with, like maybe crossbreeding a little bit.
Yeah, they put a little more facts in there, dress it up a little bit, but that's what we were saying.
They're saying they've got DNA. They have the Bigfoot man's DNA.
Good Lord.
Ketchum then called for this to be recognized officially, saying that government at all levels must recognize them as indigenous people and immediately protect their human and constitutional rights against those who would see their physical and cultural differences as a license to hunt, trap, or kill them.
That's beautiful. You know, that they were thinking that far ahead. I think we should rewrite the Constitution.
To include paranormal...
Sasquatch.
Rights. Sasquatch rights.
Sasquatch rights. Absolutely.
Failing to find a scientific journal that would publish their results, Ketchum announced on February 13, 2013, that their research had been published in the De Novo Journal of Science. Hmm. The Huffington Post discovered that the journal's domain had been registered anonymously 9 days before the announcement. And the only edition of De Novo was listed as Volume 1, Issue 1, and the only content was the Bigfoot research.
Well, I'll make your own damn journal.
I love that so much. It's just like the most childish, like you don't get your way, and you're like, well, I'm going to play my own game. I'll make my own science journal and prove it is right. So unfortunately, my hunt for Bigfoot DNA, it came up empty-handed.
That's so unfortunate.
But I think we're landing in like kind of an optimistic place. I don't believe Tim Peeler that night saw Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
There's a lot of reasonable doubt.
I don't even know if his dogs were in heat or not. At this point, I'm questioning a lot about this man.
Absolutely. But I'm amazed he was able to dial 999 or 911.
It's like the fifth attempt. It was a lot of like keyboard smashing.
I know, he made the call at 7 a.m.
Yeah. But I think overall, I'm ready to, if someone comes and says, here's some good footage, here's some good proof, who am I to say that there is no there is no Sasquatch monster living in some part of the woods in the world?
Yeah. You know, whatever it is, 99% of all species that have ever existed are extinct. So who knows?
And 1,200 of those species are now living on this earth as ghosts. And that is just paranormal fact. We'll get into paranormal facts a little bit more in the show. Spouting off nonsense that will be quoted for forever. I'm not going to go into it in this episode because this would be a whole episode in itself talking about our own paranormal experiences.
Yeah,
but, you know, in my time, I did once come across a gorilla man, a monster creature. I think I've told you about it before.
Have you?
You're like, whoa, wait, stop the podcast. Like, are you doing a bit here or is this like a legit?
You suddenly start getting, your speech is getting really slow. I did not shoot it.
We'll get into it later. We'll get into my adventures with that insane mythological creature later.
Okay.
For now, where do we land? We land on Tim Peeler's story is not real.
I think Tim Peeler's story is not real. I agree.
Entertaining, but not real.
Fantastic, but not real. But the question still remains, Rory, after your decades of research,
yes,
where do you stand on the position of Bigfoot?
I'm going to say not real.
Not real?
I'm saying not real.
I'm saying Bigfoot is out there. The Squatch lives.
Squatch. Form your groups. Let's go Squatch watching.
I think your mind's called Squatching.
Is it actually?
It actually is, yes.
Oh, damn.
There, it's a gigantic field, the Squatching field. Squatches have been known to shapeshift, take the form of other animals.
Wait, people who watch them? People who watch Sasquatch are shapeshifting?
No, the Squatch shapeshifts.
Very good. I was like, someone should be looking into them first. Who cares about this guy? You got fucking shapeshifters over here. I didn't know it was a big movement.
Yeah, I respect you on this one. I think you're right.
Okay.
I think the Squatch does not live. I think at some point, some sort of giant hominid was running about terrorizing dogs in heat. But I think in 2016, 2017, I should say, I just don't see it.
We would have shot him. We would have shot him already.
Absolutely.
Because, like, we're cutting down the forests at an alarming rate. How long before he's got nowhere to hide?
It's so true.
It's like, maybe we'll get on to one with the Loch Ness Monster.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Loch Ness is not that big. How can you not find a creature?
Drain the swamp.
Let's get Hillary. Let's get... Is she a lizard? We don't know. We don't know at this point. Yeah, I don't think so. I think we would. A hunter would have shot and killed it by now.
Yeah.
Or trapped it.
Absolutely.
It is interesting, though. I forgot to mention in the Tim Peeler case, it was the, I don't think it was a sheriff. It was someone in like the police force that was like a news crew went over to interview people. And they were talking to one of the sheriffs that was like involved with the case. And they were like, what do you think about Tim Peeler's claims for Bigfoot? And he was like, oh yeah, he's real. And they were like, what? Like, I think they were looking for a source to kind of just being like, oh, that's the crazy guy that lives up in the woods. But he was like, no. Like, when I was a kid, there were stories like all around these towns of this creature that would break into, it was like chicken dens and kill all the chickens.
Mm. I mean, that is one of the craziest things about Bigfoot is that whilst...
His dick, yeah. Jesus. That thing's crazy. That's where you were going, right?
Yeah, we need to find Bigfoot and sign him up as an adult performer. It'll be a major cash cow. No, is that whilst he's now commonly associated with the Pacific Northwest, because I guess that's just like where all the trees are in America, that's where all the sightings are in kind of Washington and stuff like that. There are Bigfoot stories from all around the world. There is, you know, down in like Indonesia and parts of Asia through... Anywhere with forestation, they believe in a giant ape that lives in the woods and terrorizes chickens. You know, that's one of the compelling elements of the story, is that so worldwide, many people believe in it.
Yeah. But that also makes it like somewhat less believable that it's not one target location, like one town, one like group of people. Like, imagine if someone was like, oh, yeah, there's this monster that lives in a lake. It's like, oh, I heard there's a monster that lives in this lake over here. It's like, no, there's one in this lake. It's kind of, if it was one monster, one lake... That makes it a bit more plausible, I think, than just hundreds of them. Because if there's like hundreds of big feet stomping around the forest, why haven't we like, I want to kill and eat Bigfoot.
What do you think he tastes like?
I
want to
eat him. I think he tastes like a rough piece of like human.
Whoa. No, Toby, stop it. Rory, get off of me. Oh my God.
I don't know. I've had boar before. Uh-huh. I bet he's like tougher boar.
Tougher boar. For sure. It's kind of gray and hard and not good.
You just want to eat it to say you did it. You killed Bigfoot and you ate him.
Yeah. I personally don't feel that compunction, but...
Right. Well, you're a vegetarian. I'm saying no on Bigfoot.
No on Bigfoot.
Until you burn down all the forests, and you catch him and you bring him to my doorstep... And I'll try and do the Scooby-Doo thing where I rip off the mask. If that thing doesn't come off, I'll say it's Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. I'll say he's real. I'll go back on my words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bigfoot community is going to be so mad that we picked out Tim.
How dare you victimize Tim? One of us. They all show up with their big sticks, like, trying to like shimmy us around. Go on, get. So I think that basically ties up all the loose ends with the Bigfoot case. If you would like to email us in any of your paranormal experiences or stories, obviously only real ones, please, we are professionals, you can email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. We can talk about some of them on the show. Maybe we'll talk about some of our own paranormal experiences. Absolutely. Me and the Dublin Gorilla Man. That's probably going to come out at some point. And stay tuned for many more mysteries, conspiracies, and paranormal parties. That was the only other word I could think of that ended in a similar style.
Peace.
Bigfoot's real.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.